You are now tuning into the Soul Session.
What's going on, y'all? It's another one. We back.
Another one.
Got a special
Keep
guest.
The last video.
You know what I'm saying?
What's happening?
We got a special guest here for y'all tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let him do the honors and, you know, introduce himself, man.
Who What's up? With? It's your boy, Tyson Ager, and this video, bitch, man. You know the vibes. Yo, we in here.
What's Run that
up?
Back. You said that a little too fast, man.
I said, what's up? It's your boy, Tazzy H, up in this busy bitch, man. You already know the vibes. You know, I had to come out, you know, show love, man. Y'all know
yes,
the vibes.
Yes, sir. So, welcome back to the Soul Session. You already know me. I'm Rebecca. T-Lo.
The man himself.
You know him from our IG page. We be doing the little interviews at the festivals and shows. And, yeah, so... That's how I met Tazzy H.
What's up, man?
You already know. He's coming up in Orlando. He's a rapper. Yeah. So yeah, tell us about yourself. How did you get started in music?
I literally started like writing music really young. You know what I'm saying? Like I think I mentioned another time, like I started like, you know, writing music for like lunchroom stuff, like trying to be like the dopest there, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like how I like, you know, realized that I could rap and stuff like that. So I didn't really start taking it serious. I was still recording and stuff like that during that time, like just getting familiar with recording, getting familiar with, you know what I'm saying, being in the actual booth during that time. But I really wasn't taking it serious like that. Mm-hmm. My focus was still on basketball. Like I was going to be the next, you know what I'm saying, basketball star and stuff like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this man is huge as shit. He's tall as hell. He's taller than all of us.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
6'2", okay.
I'm 6'2". So that was like my thing, you know what I'm saying? Playing basketball and stuff. And then I kind of ended up, you know, drifting off. I ended up moving to Atlanta from Chicago. And that's kind of really when I started, like, you know, writing a little bit more, getting more in the booth, making my own
Were you still in school?
Yeah, I was still in school. I was still in high school. I was, you know, I probably started like serious, probably like my freshman year. Like, you know,
freshman year of high school. That's crazy. That's early.
Like, you know, like really like getting into it a little bit, like, oh yeah, I can rap, saying like, oh, I can rap, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wasn't really, you know, pushing it that much at first. Like back in like 2018, like I had just released Inhale Exhale, and I was still like recording mass songs before that, like doing like projects, like rather group, like with Unsorry, that's, you know, our label and stuff like that. We ended up starting our own label and stuff.
Oh, that's dope.
You know, kind of just, you know, moving forward with it. But once I seen Inhale, Exhale, like get the results that it got, and you know what I'm saying, like people were actually listening to me, because at first I wasn't really trying to put it out there. I was kind of like, I don't think people go like
that
my
was your
music
first, like big like yeah, work of art.
That was my first like big, because I was doing stuff on like what, because that's where I really on SoundCloud I really mm-hmm. I dropped Inhale Exhale on SoundCloud first, you know what I'm saying? And then I was just like, yo.
RIP SoundCloud.
Yeah, it ended up. Yo, for real, right? It ended up hitting like 20 some thousand on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, yo, like, what the hell? Like, yo, people are really like listening to it. So I ended up pushing it mainstream. And that was literally my transition from like literally underground to like mainstream to like getting my stuff like on Spotify, Amazon, like, and stuff like that. I was like 16, 17.
Okay.
So like at that time, like I was like 19, 20.
And you dropped a whole project.
Yeah. Dang. I dropped the whole project. Like,
that's impressive.
One thing with me is even with music now, like even if you see me I just dropped the song Can't Take It, and like another song called like Way Too Hot. Those something just a little inside of like that, something is always connected to something else. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I love putting out like bodies of music. Like I know it's a thing right now where you drop a single or whatever, you wanna see how that single goes. You know
and
what
it
I'm
just
saying?
Magically
yeah,
go up.
No, like I really like focus on like projects, like something is always connected to something else. Like even though I'm dropping it as a single, it's more than likely going to be connected to something else.
I really respect that, because like big projects, like they take a lot of work. Yeah. They all like, it's like a story. They all have to like make sense together.
Yeah.
So like, what are some of your favorite projects from other like artists?
From other artists?
Yeah. Something that inspired you.
Something that inspired me. Jay-Z.
Okay.
The Blueprint. Hov. That was Hov is like really one of like my top like favorite like rappers, like, you know, all what I'm saying?
Time. We was just talking about
I used
about
to
him.
Always like watch like his documentary. My thing is with me, like I know it's just gonna be a story. You know what I'm saying? I'm creating a story right now. Me sitting here with y'all is a part of my story. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm not super huge. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting there. But it's just like...
It's a process.
It's literally, it's a process. Yeah. And it's just like...
One step at a time, y'all.
One thing that I liked about Hov is he was really like, you know what I'm saying? Even with the whole like retiring and then coming back thing. And like, I just felt like his music was storytelling. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like telling stories, you know what I'm saying? I like, you know what I'm saying, putting a little, you know what I'm saying, personal stuff into it, or putting a little fun mixed with a little, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of me. So
a little fun with fiction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little fun with fiction. And I feel like that was literally like a big influence of mine. Like off that whole album, even that whole documentary he did, like, or based around that. And yeah, it was huge. So
my question to you is this.
Yeah.
Being a, you know, independent, right? Because are you signed yet?
No, I'm not signed. I have right. I'm talking to myself right now.
Being an independent artist, I want to know from like your perspective. Because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, life is all about perspective.
Right.
So like, I just had to ask you, like, how was it like moving down to like the mecca of like entertainment, black entertainment, if that, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta, being an artist, like how was that?
That really pushed me, like literally, like seeing everybody,
so much competition.
It really pushed me, bro. Like it really, like seeing everybody, like, you know what I'm saying, want to do what I wanted to do and stuff like that. It kind of like motivated me in a way too, because like seeing people go hard, like, of course, like I wasn't as good as performing as I am now. Like you've seen my shows and stuff like that. I wasn't always like that energetic. I wasn't always like that. You know what I'm saying? But it kind of like still motivated me, like, dang, watching other people be like, dang, okay, he came here with this. Like, okay, that dang, I'm kind of picking up and like learning. You know what I'm saying?
Potential was always there.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just like, just watching it and be like, all right, bet. This is what I can do better. And also improving myself. Like, okay, I can do this a little bit better and stuff like that to kind of stand out and do like, you know, different stuff like that in Atlanta. But that kind of got me fresh with everything, bro. Even with taking interviews, being in the studio, you know what I'm saying? That was where I stepped my first foot into like a real live studio recording.
That was different.
Even though like I wasn't taking it as serious, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really looking at it like, of course, like as I'm looking at it now, like this is my business, this is my brand, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was still just fun to me, but the excitement was always there. Like, you know what I'm saying? The wanting to hear the end result to like a song,
the
or
conclusion.
The end result to you know what I'm saying, a mix or anything like that, and actually seeing how it made other people feel, you know? So it's just that whole process, like I fell in love with it. Like I fell in love with all that, the whole vibe, being in the studio, staying up the late nights and stuff like that, and just, you know, putting that grind.
Yeah,
that
the shit they don't talk about.
Yeah, the shit that people don't see, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, that was just really what it was. And Atlanta was a perfect way to start it off. Literally.
I like how you were saying that, like, watching other people perform, like, kind of motivated you.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, a really positive perspective. Because a lot of people, like, even I go through this, like, I'll see someone else and I'm like, damn, like, they're so good. I wish I was that good.
Right.
So, like, did you ever feel like that, too? And, like, if so, like, how did you, like, move forward? Did you just go back to, like, try to turn that into motivation?
Yeah. I feel like I use everything either as a lesson or, like, something to where I can kind of like benefit from, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, so even if I was like, say, competition type deal, like, okay, they trying to see who is the livest, or even me, like, putting it in my own head, like, see who the livest is in the building. Like, I kind of see, like, dang, like, what did they do that I didn't? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So kind of like adjusted. More like optimistic.
Self-reflection. Literally self-reflection. Like, seeing, like, dang, what can I do? Because they obviously doing something later or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just tried to always pick those things out to like set myself apart, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, it's like
everyone
billion has people, it's a billion people trying to do the same thing, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's just like, you gotta kind of find those avenues and be like, all right, bet. Like, okay. Because this is a sport. Like, a lot of people don't really understand it, but music, hip hop, entertainment is a sport in a sense. Because it's just like, it's a competitive. It's a billion people
sink or doing swim.
This. Yeah, exactly. So that's literally just what it is. Just turn everything to motivation.
Since we're speaking on the topic of like artistry, you know what I'm saying? I want you to tell Rebecca, tell the world.
Right.
When was like the first time you felt doubt, like with this, like music shit? Like you felt doubt in yourself. Like,
felt doubt?
The first barrier.
The first barrier of feeling doubt is like, I feel like I still go through those things now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's going to always be like a battle. You know what I'm saying?
Inner battle.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I still feel that now. Like, not like down, like, dang, like, I'm not going to make it. But it's just like a... dang, like, you, it's a possibility that you won't. It's always, that's gonna always be in the back of your mind, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's just kind of like, I feel that, you know what I'm saying, with everything, even when I have like, because every show is not a lit show, every show is not a, you know what I'm saying, everybody's messing with you, so you gotta kind of like counteract that, like, you know what I'm saying, and be like, all right, bet, like, this way, if you stop now, all the work that you put in before is gonna
for nothing.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like literally for nothing, no reason. You know what I'm saying? It's just like all the bread you put into it, all the stuff. Like,
the so time,
I kind of I kind of like try to like look at that and be like, and just, you know, take that and just like I said before, like use it as motivation to kind of like just push forward. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's gonna be a way bigger like accomplishment knowing that you stuck with something and kind of like, you know what I'm saying, you made it thus far, and try to see like, okay, what can I do to kind of better this, what can I do to kind of do it. So I feel like stopping would just
you never know, like, you could like stop one day and the next day if you kept going you could have blown up.
Yeah,
like, you never know.
Yeah, and you always think like, dang, this next drop could be the one.
Yeah.
Like, this could be the one, like, you know what I'm saying? And it was times where I was just like, dang, like, because I wasn't always like, you know, having interviews and stuff like that too, so it was just kind of doubt, like, dang, like, what am I doing wrong and stuff like that. But it's just, I had to just counteract that, like, nah, man, like, whatever's for you is gonna be for you, whatever's, like, you know what I'm saying, just kind of like tell myself that and just push through it. And that's literally just how I just deal with like my downfalls and those moods and stuff like that.
Just
like
roll
doubt,
with the punches.
Just keep roll. Going.
Yeah, you just gotta just keep going. Literally, you just gotta just keep pushing at it. Keep hitting them over their head, man. They'll mess with it sooner or later.
So enough about the artistry, enough about the myth, the legend, the man himself.
Right.
Let's dive deeper, man. The audience want more.
Yo.
It's the soul session.
It's the soul session. We gotta dive deep into the soul. So with that being said, man, tell us who you really are. Where do you come from? Let's go back to the roots. Where you from, man?
I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. You know, east side Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I grew up
get
with
real over there. Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago crazy. You know, I grew up there, you know, from the birth to like 13. I moved out of Chicago when I had like eighth grade. Like, so right after moving from Chicago, I moved to Atlanta. And that's really, and literally I had my first, like I said, like, I wasn't really taking it serious, but I was taking it serious. But like my first like hip hop performance was in eighth grade, like at this little we'd had like a talent show or whatever. I used to go
at
to
school?
Yeah, at school. But it's crazy, right? Because in eighth grade, I was at like a private school. And,
so you were going up against all white kids. It's competition.
Nah. You think private is just like, nah,
that
bro.
Be amazing.
Nah, literally, Chicago, year, Chicago's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, pretty much the private schools is almost as bad as the regular schools. Damn. In a sense. Like, we just pay a tuition. You know what I'm saying? Like, they parents just got money, or they parents just got, like, you know what I'm saying, some shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's just what it was then. But still, like, I just wanted to, during that time, like, I feel like I wanted to kind of showcase, you know what I'm saying, myself, my talent and stuff like that during that time. I was still playing basketball. I was still doing.
Still balling.
You know what I'm saying?
Still balling by COVID.
What's your favorite team?
Oh, Bulls. It got to be the Bulls. I got the Bulls tattered on me. Yeah, I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I rep the city heavy. You know what I'm saying? It's always love going back home and stuff like that.
Shout out D-Rose.
Yo, for sure. And that's crazy, right? Speaking of D Rose, you know what I'm saying? Me and him had the same AAU coach.
Damn.
Lou Tops. Fun fact, y'all. Shout out Lou Tops. He was one of the toughest coaches out there. First. And that's how he was like, oh, y'all like better than that. Ooh. He used to always say that, going crazy and stuff like that. But great coach. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Lou Tops. You feel me?
How do you think growing up in Chicago and Atlanta and playing basketball and doing music, how do you think that all like affected you? Like, do you think Chicago and Atlanta give you different environments and music?
Of course, of course. It was so weird. The transition moving from Chicago to Atlanta was like a culture shock. Different. Like, and mind you, like, I didn't move to like Atlanta, like the city of Atlanta. Like, I was like on like the outskirts. I moved to like
suburbia.
Hiram, Georgia. Like, you feel me? But I was in Atlanta majority of the time.
Buckhead type shit.
Around like Marietta. And like stuff like that, like it was like the outskirts of Atlanta, like, you know what I'm saying? But I was most of the shows and stuff like parties and everything like that was pretty much in Atlanta. So
that's like here too.
Yeah, so I always was in Atlanta, like everything was in Atlanta. But that was a complete change for me. Like the Southern hospitality was a huge thing.
I had to get used to.
I feel like that doesn't exist in Florida, though.
Man, it does. Listen, this is why I take an interjection. Me coming from Ohio, I can kind of get where you're coming from. Chicago, not too far from Ohio. It's up north. Midwest is the Midwest.
Yeah, Midwest.
Point I'm getting to is this. When I came down here, the people, like, all around atmosphere and how they approach and how they act towards you is a lot nicer. Like,
a lot nicer.
Welcome, especially our black people. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Me and him. You know what I'm saying? Not to leave Rebecca out because she's part of the family, too.
For sure.
But nah. Yeah, like, Southern hospitality is real.
It's really different. That was literally something I had to, like not get used to, but it was just like, dang, like, y'all really nice. Like, everybody want to wave at you.
I feel smile. Like that's when you I'm move like, yo, somewhere. That's lit.
Yeah.
When you move somewhere, like, because I grew up in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I thought the same thing. Like, once I got here, I would visit. Everyone was so nice. But now that I'm living here, I feel like people are way, like, more crazier. They're on a different, like, energy, like, level, you know?
Yeah. Bigger city, bigger problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More money, more problems.
Yo, facts.
Choose your poison, y'all. It get real either way.
Yo, facts. Either way, it's get real.
But yeah, man. You the man, ain't you? Don't you think you the man?
Yeah, of course.
You supposed to. Speaking of the man, tell us about fatherhood. We, you know... We had word that you got two beautiful daughters.
Yes,
man, like,
yes.
That was
the experience, man.
That's crazy too, because it's just like they watch everything you do. They literally are sponges. Literally the role model. Literally, my daughters love dancing around, singing around, everything, jumping, hype. Yo, they're literally. Watch me like shows and stuff like that, and they literally, you know, take that and run with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's awesome having, you know what I'm saying, being a girl dad and stuff like that. You know, I still have to do the, you know, the fake drinks and the fake tea parties.
The
tea
cups. And you be playing dollies.
Here's the thing, me being an observant person, I could tell. This boy was a demon before he had them kids.
Yeah.
I could tell you was slaying shit out here. I'm already knowing. And it's like, God did that to you because it's like, let me go ahead and give you this girl so you
Yeah, let me slow down. Treating these women, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
having too much fun.
Having way too much fun, man. Yeah. So
what do you think?
Literally slow me down.
Sorry.
But go ahead.
How is it like raising two daughters in today's age? Like, you see social media, you see like...
It's literally like, you know, I've taught them to, like, you know, kind of follow your own mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever feels right with you, you know what I'm saying? You do that. You do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't really listen to, you know what I'm saying, what's influenced today. Like, even with, like, certain music and stuff like that, I let them do their thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Their father make music, so they're going to automatically be drawn to music. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I kind of... try to like filter them, like, okay, now you know you don't supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, doing this, that, and the other now. Like, okay, like, even though they're really young now, they're still, I have a 7-year-old, Jesus, and a 4-year-old.
Wow.
So they're still pretty young, like, you know what I'm saying? But my 7-year-old, you know, she want to, you know, listen to her music and her SZA and stuff like that. Aww. And she loves SZA. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I just try to just, you know, just steer them in the right direction and in the best ways possible, you know. With that, and you know, God, I pray a lot, you know, God, just please just give me the strength to, you know what I'm saying, deal with this and, you know, be a good advocate for them and a good, you know, role model and stuff like that.
All right, now that we passed the deep shit, we just had to get it out of the way.
Wait, I have one more question.
Yeah, we wanted y'all to know, bro.
We got some more deep shit coming, yeah. But what's the biggest lesson that your daughters have taught you?
Biggest lesson? That, you know, being the tough guy isn't always the answer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Being that toughness, you gotta be a little soft. Facts. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Can't be mad all day.
Yeah, you can't, you know, and then a lot of times, like, you know, it's kind of, you know, you get frustrated with kids and stuff like that. I be having to catch myself like, okay, these are my babies. You know what I'm saying?
I stand for something these now.
You know what I'm saying? I can't. And then, it's bigger than you. Yeah, it's literally. And then, you know, that changed my way, like, having something to live for, too. You know what I'm saying? Before them, I was wild, you know what I'm saying, outside, like, a lot, like, but most of these days, you know what I'm saying, you can't catch me outside if I'm, you know, doing a show or, you know what I'm saying, we interviewing or something, like, elevating, you know what I'm saying, so I really take that into consideration and, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, move differently, knowing that I got my babies at home.
Exactly. All you know what I'm saying? Hanging out and that
extraness, boy. that is not
for the
that's
birds.
Literally for the birds, man.
Bro, so. I don't have kids, but like, I feel like I'd be like a homebody. Like, I act like, yeah, I'm a mom. Like, I'm like, nah, I gotta go home. I gotta do this.
Yeah, literally. So it's just like, you know, those nights where, you know, I'll be like, all right, we still focusing on, okay, what the kids got to do. Okay, this, so my daughter, she goes to a performing arts school, so she does like little theater stuff here. Aww. And there, and I literally be like, okay, look, we gotta cut this because I gotta be home for this, you know what I'm saying?
So like,
I
kinda, she make it like the little plays and shit, like,
yeah, she danced, so okay. she danced a lot, doing ballet? A little recital, yeah, a little aww, ballet recitals and stuff like that too. Yeah, so she do stuff like that, and you know, I definitely got to make it to where I'm not missing stuff like that. So I really make them a priority in a lot of my moves and stuff like that. So.
Now, back to the music. Mm-hmm. Quick question. Yeah. How was it like, tell the audience, how was it like seeing yourself in Times Square, man?
Oh, that was crazy. That. Yo, that was crazy. Literally, the story on that, so my girlfriend has family in New Jersey. Okay. Her family's originally from New Jersey.
I got a mirror.
So, yeah, so we actually went out there or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I've been getting, like, you know what I'm saying, a few connections and stuff like that to actually get into Times Square. So I just ended up just doing it. Like, yo, let's just do it. Where I can go down there and see it, everything. I ended up missing it the first day. It was up for like, a week. Like, nice. A week or two, like, cause I can, you know, put it up back on there and stuff like that. But I really wanted it strictly for like that week, just so I can be able to be like, okay, yo, I want to see myself and like set it up and everything like that. So I ended up, you know, taking a trip down there, ended up taking a train and all that. The first day we ended up taking the train and we ended up missing it and stuff like that. So I ended up coming back the second day. I was determined, you know what I'm saying, to actually see
either
it, because
early.
I ended up seeing it in like media that it was up, like, you know what I'm saying. I tried to, like,
you didn't physically see it?
No, I physically seen it. Okay. I ended up going down there and the second day I ended up going to the Times Square twice, you know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying, back to back. And the first day I ended up seeing it on media, like through somebody's post on like Instagram or something like that, or like, mm-hmm, search Times Square, because I was mad. Like, I was like, yo, I'm not gonna be able to see it. And that ended up happening. So I ended up saying, I'm like, no, it has to be going on or whatever. So I ended up getting to Times Square way earlier than my time and ended up getting to see it, you know, play out through like the whole night and stuff like that. So it was a dope experience. It was crazy. People was literally looking at me like, yo, Yo, that's you. I was ended up talking. Yo, literally, bro. And I was ended up talking to like a police officer down there. He was like, bro, that's you up there. You was like, yo, that's crazy. You up here or whatever. I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, yo, it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. And like the energy in Times Square. If you guys been to Times Square, like the energy.
Never been to New York,
we'll take you there.
The hustle,
amazing.
We're gonna go.
The hustle of New York City is like no other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every corner, every play. Look, I had to get that feeling of that hustle. Like, I even before the billboard was, you know, I got to see the billboard. I was down there passing out flyers like, yo, my billboard gonna be up, ooh. Like telling people, like, that's, you know, dope. Saying
damn, passing it out.
Yeah, so I was literally just, you know, trying to get like that hustle feeling. And I ended up going down to Times Square for the first time ever a year before that. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna get me a billboard up here.
Manifestation.
And literally the next year.
He put that shit in the air,
next
y'all.
Year, it was literally, I had a billboard in Times Square. Unbelievable. One of like the craziest milestones I've ever like accomplished.
Did you gain a lot of traction like on social media and stuff after that?
After that, like I got a good like, you know, following and stuff like that. I probably got like 50 followers, maybe, you know what I'm saying?
50,
60 followers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then again, it's also like the time. It's also like the time that you're like your billboard showing and stuff like that. That marketing thing is.
Also, when you're in Times Square, there's so many billboards.
So much going on.
You got 50 people.
Yeah, and then also I took that extra step and like kind of like handed stuff out too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of like there. I wasn't like, okay, yeah, this is my billboard. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to really just engage with the people. You know what I'm saying? Handing them out, talking like, hey, my name's Tazzy H. Ooh. This is my music. Check me out. I'm going to be on this billboard. So I feel like a lot of it came from that as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just putting that extra footwork in. So it was a great experience overall. Great experience.
I noticed you had a song with Raleigh called Through the Roof. Uh-huh. How is it working with other artists on songs? How does that process go?
It's with this one in particular, I literally, you know, I ended up, you know, getting introduced to his music through my homeboy Steven. He actually put me on to him and I ended up loving the sound, loving the raspiness, and his voice and stuff like that. So I kind of look at stuff in a creative aspect of it. So I knew he was going to bring like a different like vibe to the song and stuff like that. So I literally sent him the track. He was like, yo, I mess with it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He sent me, you know, his budget. I mean, not his budget, but his ticket on everything. And we just got it did. He sent it. I sent it to him. He gave it right back to me with the verse and stuff, like not even a week later. And, you know, we just vibed out on it. And I told him, I explained to him like what I was looking for. He kind of, you know, peeped the vibes of the song, you know what I'm saying? And, He delivered, and even during the video of it, he ended up flying out to Miami, and we ended up shooting the video in Miami.
I saw the video, and I saw the behind the scenes
too. Yeah,
that shit was fire.
It was a dope experience with him, man. I plan on working with him some more, so y'all see a little,
hey,
little
song
or two, you know, with him, man, stuff like that. He a dope artist, man. Extremely genuine dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? The vibes was all there when we recorded the music video and
shout
stuff like
Robbie.
That. It was a vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like messing with, you know, he's from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying? That's like Midwest, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we call St. Louis the cousin of Chicago. So, you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
So
we go down in St. Louis too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a good collab. It was a good collab with him.
Dope. So what are some of your dream collaborations?
Dream collaboration. I definitely would love to do some with Jay-Z. I'd love to do some with Jay-Z.
Who else?
Another dream collab. Definitely, we were just talking about Wiz. I'd love to do some with Wiz.
Yes.
Wiz is lit.
ASAP.
You know who else? ASAP. And it's crazy. I'll tell you another story after this. And I would love to do something with Lauryn Hill.
That would be if I can legendary. Get some,
I like sure. I like making little moves like that. Mm-hmm. Like I have Lauryn Hill tatted on me.
Let me see. You know me? We gotta Hill. Get a tattoo tour let too.
Zoom in on that, y'all.
That's dope.
I have you know Lauryn Hill. She's a huge.
No, we're not doing
she's
that.
She's literally like a huge, you know, inspiration to me as well.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Lauryn Hill.
Everything is what it is.
A huge, you know what I'm saying? You know who else? This might throw y'all for a loop.
Talk to us.
Billie Eilish.
Wow.
You heard it here first, y'all. We got the biggest Billie Eilish fan right there. You got to come Billie on here Eilish, real quick.
Billie Eilish.
The audience wants
I
to
need.
Yeah, elaborate.
Yo, Billie, I need that collab. So y'all know how I have this weird little vision in my head or whatever that I just feel like her production, her everything would just fit perfect. You know
crazy.
What I'm saying? Right now I'm working on like, y'all know how I got like this little wolf theme?
Yeah, yeah.
Like with the werewolf and stuff like that. And I know her stuff is like really like graphic and really like gory. And it's just like, I just feel like we can make such a like a crazy story along the lines of those like, you know, two artists.
Those realms.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I have kind of like, what I might as well just spill it. I have a comic book. I'm working on a comic book along with the werewolf. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of want to like fill in like different characters and stuff like that. So even if I can get her as a character on it, and we kind of like make it into like this video type like storyline aspect,
that would be sick.
I really want. That's just a plan. Like I hope I can. You know, I pray that
no,
I can like
will.
Get it.
You will.
Get it did and stuff like that. But that would be awesome. That would be like the awesomest thing in like just her melodies, her harmonizations, like the way they even her production is, the way she's her pants,
the whole aesthetic,
like the whole aesthetic mm-hmm. of her music her music is crazy to me. And I know it's her and her brother, so it's just like I have to
the collaboration would be world breaking.
Yeah, literally.
That'd be funny.
Billie Eilish is doing her fucking thing.
It's yeah, just, literally.
He threw me off with Billie Eilish, and he gave us live and direct on the Supreme Soul podcast. Live and direct. Y'all heard it here first.
Billie Eilish
is the GOAT.
Billie, I need that. Like, I need that. I need that collaboration. I feel like that'd be something for, you know, everybody.
She gonna
I
do this.
I love that. I love how you like, I could see all the aspects in
you
your life.
Me?
Like, you put it into your artistry, and I like how... Like, you didn't just say Billie Eilish because, like, oh, she's dope and, like, has
you
all these
know,
people.
It's
you're looking at the art.
Artistry.
Yeah.
I love the art of, like,
not even to mention, not even, like, because she's fine as hell. It's not even about that. It's about the artistry.
She is fine.
She's fine as hell. But nah, though, like.
No, seriously.
Phenomenal artist.
Seriously. Literally. That would be a great collaboration for me.
Now, we're about to get a little bit deeper.
Okay, let's go.
You're about to tap into the mind.
We're going deep again.
Okay.
It's like we're swimming.
Wait,
like Peter Parker, my supreme soul senses are tingling.
Okay.
The audience is very curious.
Okay.
You know, they want to know, and it's just a random question. You know, let's dive deep. Let's see what's really ticking in the time bomb of the artistry of the man himself. So, first question. If you were a superhero, what would be your power?
You really want to know?
My preferred.
I've always said this. Me and my homeboy had this conversation. His was flying. You know what I'm saying? Mine is telekinesis. If I can use anything to like move with my brain, because I feel like
on some Magneto,
like I feel like if you can use your brain to move anything, you would have the strength. You would be able to fly because you can literally elevate yourself. Like, you feel me? You can move this to there. You can bah, bah, bah. You can make that disappear. Like, telekinesis would be the ultimate power, literally.
Speaking of powers, I'm not even gonna lie. There was this low budget, about C-class film. It was called Jumper back in the day. And you know what I'm saying? The main character, he would jump, obviously, but like he could teleport. That was the main power. You remember that? Jumper.
I think I have seen that.
White boy jumping around
like
everywhere.
Poof.
Yeah, just
yeah, poof. Yeah. Yeah. He used it to like rob. He I'm used here, it to I'm like going. Rob banks and stuff, right?
Yeah. That
yeah.
would be my power.
What? I remember that. Yeah, he would literally like, it was cool. It was
you
a cool movie.
You never watched Jumper?
But any image or anything like that, he can jump into that. to that rail. Like he
had like he a of,
had like a picture of like jumper, inside y'all. Of a bank or something like that.
Jumper out of theaters now, y'all.
He was literally jumping from inside the safe out of the safe.
It's like a C budget film, but
it was dope.
C budget.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a dope film.
Sometimes you got them days when you just don't, you don't kind of watch the tops and
this looks super like action.
It is. It was dope. Yeah. It was dope. It was a dope.
Samuel Jackson's in it.
It was a dope movie.
Samuel Jackson.
So it couldn't be that low. If Samuel Jackson in there.
They had the bread for Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
They had something going on.
But nah, it was good. Because I think Samuel L. Jackson was like kind of like training him or something in a way.
Hell yeah.
Or he was trying to like control him or something. I don't remember the movie too well.
All right, so now that we're on the topic of movies. If your life was a movie, what would the title be and who would play you?
If my life was a movie, what would the title be? Oh. I think the title would be Elevation.
Elevation? Was that an actual movie?
I don't know. Was it?
No, it's cool, but...
It probably is.
Yeah, like... Yeah, but it don't sound too Elevation original, is. Right?
Elevation, okay.
I don't know.
Probably, talk to us. What's the plot of the movie, man?
The plot of the movie, I think it would be, my life, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, but who's playing you?
Who's playing me? Ah!
You wouldn't get like you got a younger brother?
I do have a younger brother.
You get him.
How'd you know?
Yeah,
I do have a younger brother.
Well, this is a Supreme Soul Session, man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even really know who. If somebody would play me, I probably would play myself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good
like
answer.
A biopic. You know what? Let's do like a Sylvester. Well, he didn't.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he wasn't really his.
That was what you was about to say.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was watching. I don't know. I'm really big into like.
What was you watching?
Movies.
Yeah, I'm really big into movies, but I'm really big into like documentaries,
facts,
stuff like that. Okay. I like seeing people's growth,
real
like,
stories.
I like seeing people's stories and stuff like that. He has a special on Netflix, and I sat and watched that whole thing of how he got rejected with the whole like Rocky thing and how it became to be this big thing and stuff like that. So I feel like, it would literally be that, like, of my life, of my story, of what I had to endure. To get to where I'm gonna go,
Now, since we're speaking on that specific topic,
right.
It's perfect timing because the audience just let me know right now.
They called in right now.
Just called in. New caller called in. And they had called in and they wanna know.
Right.
Like, fresh off the rip, man. Like, how is it like, as far as like, do you ever get burnt out of like being like, do you ever wanna try something new? Does like making music ever get burnt out? Does it like, is it always like a drive, like a will to survive when like being an artist? Or do you ever get like burnt out? Do you ever feel burnt out?
No, I feel like I have so much like spread it out. Like, Like I don't only, just focus on music. So it kind of give me, a little time to like, okay, be like, I can, give this a break to work on this. Like, Like, cause I be doing YouTube and stuff like that. So.
And I'm glad you told me you have multiple streams of income. That's important, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. So it's you definitely know what he's doing.
You need at least seven, right?
I was like.
Shit hard.
I don't get burnt out. I feel like that's just, my dream. I feel like this is my dream. Other stuff is like, means to like, move forward and stuff like that. So I don't feel like this will ever get boring for me. Like,
That's real. And that's the difference between a hobby and a passion. And
this is your passion. I'm literally passionate about it. Like, I really love the reaction to my music. I really love the, the drive. I feel like this is the only thing that really been driving me, like, all these years, and to do more and to find more avenues to make more streams and stuff like that, is to feed, my music and what I really love. So I feel like this is what it is.
So now we're about to tap into the unspoken.
Okay.
We here. Soul Supreme, this is the unspoken section, man.
Let's go.
We want to know. Now let's talk about shows.
Mm-hmm.
What's the craziest interaction that's ever happened at a show
for you? Craziest interaction?
Craziest one out of all time.
It's crazy. I think you were there. You really? When you at the Henio.
Hold up. Oh, you're talking about now?
Is that what it? Yeah, is how you pronounce it?
I think so. Hanau? I thought you were going to say something else. I'll go after you, though.
Okay, all right, bet. Hanau? Okay, it was this one. I had opened up a Wi-Fi funeral.
That was that show. You were there.
You were on stage, I think.
Yeah.
So the craziest like experience was just like my wildest, like just, it was this one thing. I have it on tape. And I was just, I come out to this song, Get Right. Like Get Right sets the tempo for every, I've always said like Get Right would be like my opening song just because I'm going to do this thing 1,000 different ways.
You
like
I come out with a bang.
Oh yeah. I come out with this rage of energy and just turn up, right? Yeah. So it's this one guy in the audience. He's going crazy. He's feeling it.
Fucking with it.
Yo, I come and I literally put my head on his head and we're jumping like
lit, huh?
Crazy ass in it. Yeah, in the crowd. And I'm like, yo, that's
a fan, by the way?
Yeah, I didn't know the dude. I didn't know him like at all. And yeah, I'm just
the
like
crowd that night was wild. Crazy.
They were going crazy. I'm like, oh, this is turn. And I felt like that was like my greatest like experience. This was actually earlier this year. That was on my birthday. That show was on my birthday too. So it was just like, that was just like a craziest like just energy. Like the energy from that was just like wild. Like, bro, they're really in tune. Like I have these people in my hand. Like I can really turn this up. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was literally just crazy.
Power
crazy experience.
Trip, crazy,
yeah, literally. Yeah. It was wild. Okay, what was yours?
So actually, me and Danae have been to some crazy shows.
Shout out Danae.
Shout out Danae. Two things came to mind. Uh-huh. So before that show at the latest one that you were at, we went to see shoot K Camp and Dro, shout out Dro.
Right.
And literally it was at Hanau.
Right.
AC was broken and it was packed.
Hot as a bitch in
there. Like,
Lord,
oh my God. We were like, I don't think we could survive.
You say it must have been.
It was hard.
No.
But the second one I think we went there first night for Wi-Fi, which was with you and Brandon. Second night I went for Rob Banks with Donae. Yeah.
Right.
I forget which night, but the same dude was there both nights.
And
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. He was lit.
Now, he was
that wasn't even during
lit.
My set though. I was vibing with him just off his energy. Like, you feel me? Like, I literally was hopping on stage. I seen him and I'm like, nah, he here. Like, what's up? We all backstage talking about, like, yo, this dude's lit. Like, I'm finna turn up with him. Like, I literally got mad videos with him and everything. He's just.
Did you see him at Aftermath?
No, I did not.
Okay, so I forget who I was with. It was with one of y'all. But we were outside. Like, you know how there's stairs to go up? We were right by the stairs. We were talking to people. Shout out. Posh. There's a bunch of people out there.
Shout out Posh.
But we were just in there talking.
Right.
Dude is like laying down.
Yo,
like,
he was lit.
No, hold up. You're not ready for this. You're not ready for this. But he was laying down and everyone, we're just chilling. He gets up. I guess he threw up.
Oh, Lord.
He's still vibing, getting up. And then he draws a smiley face in his throw up.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. Anybody that was there, please, like, you know I'm not lying.
No way.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Swear to God. And then he was started.
No,
everybody there was like, whoa, we all moved back.
Like,
dude had the cheese touch. Like, we was like,
oh. I feel you. Like, I would have been like, whoa. Like, I understand you was drunk, but now you lit.
Nah, he was not just drunk.
Yeah, this is a whole different level.
Bro,
like,
was tea.
Yeah,
no,
like, tea.
Yeah, nah, he was
and
not
nah,
here.
Not for nothing, though, that guy. He's a cool dude. You feel me? He ended up messaging me after the show, like, yo, your energy was crazy. Like, yo, I messed with your energy. Da da da. I'm like, yo, you're awesome, bro. Like, I loved it. Yo, he was dope. That's crazy. The aftermath, though.
I swear, like, when I showed up the next night, he was still there. So I'm like, dang, did he like never leave? Like, I'm confused.
He was tea. That boy was tea.
Yeah, he was turnt. For real.
He was literally turnt.
I know that means a lot, like when you got like these specific fans. Yeah, they might cause a ruckus. Yeah, they might scare the hoes away, but ladies and gentlemen, they are fucking fans.
They be a memory though. They be a memory. Yeah, they literally support, bro.
They
got crazy.
Write their name and throw up at the end of the night.
Yo, that's crazy.
They're like, sign it, please.
Yeah, like we did that. We supported my dog.
Yo, that's wild. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a fan for you, man.
What's your craziest show story?
Shit.
Since we all sharing it already.
My craziest show story. I'm not gonna lie. And this is what we bring up. This is what we bring up. The beautiful Rebecca Harmozoni. We'll fix it in post.
Harmozy.
Yeah,
Harmozy.
This is right, man. What? How you?
Harmozy. He said Harmozy. Harmozy. That sounds like an Italian dish.
It's a tongue twister. All
right, go ahead.
Harmozy.
But regardless of what I'm saying, that's when you come in, Rebecca.
Okay.
That's when you came in. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When I first came out, like,
right.
That's what, like, it got me into it.
No, but what was the craziest?
What was the craziest?
Yeah.
Thing? No, like, you. Like, when we went to the Sexy Red concert, that was crazy.
Oh, okay.
I got to see you. Let me look at the camera. I got to see Ruby Rose, y'all.
That was lit.
Sexy Red and Take Money. And they all was cool as hell. Good content.
Was that recent?
Yeah, it was recent. It was a week after your guys' show.
Yeah, they was just like out in Orlando.
Bro, let me tell you, I was surviving off of nothing at that point. Wow. I was just trying to like be there.
Yo, lit.
I was like, it was a lot of work. Yeah, but that shit was fun.
It was a fun day.
Shout out Tay Money.
She a real one.
Yeah, for real. Shout out Tay Money.
Oh, yeah, Tay Money. Yeah, she lit too. She got bars. I mess with her.
I'm on that bad bitch behavior.
Yeah, she be going crazy.
So you say, like, I don't mean to cut you off, Rebecca.
No, go ahead.
So you say you're a baller, right?
A baller?
You're a baller, right? You play basketball back.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be hooping.
What was your position? I played
so
basketball.
I played power forward. You feel me? I was always tall. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So they had me in power forward all the way up until like freshman year. Freshman year, I stopped playing basketball because they switched me over to point guard.
Did you dirty?
So I had to switch. Like, so I'm used to being the tallest person on the court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like I'm going against the tallest
once
people.
Once you get in high school.
So once you get in high school, I'm only 6'2". It's people that's 7 foot, 6'9".
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, nah, bro, your position changed, bro. You a point guard now. You a shooting guard. I'm like, what? I have not learned this my entire, you know what I'm saying, basketball career. So it was kind of like different, you know what I'm saying, transitioning into that. And it was just power forward for the most part.
I'm not even going to lie. No. You're not that much taller than me, but he has a very significant height advantage, may I say, audience.
Oh, let's not mention, I played football for a week.
A week
in high school.
Damn.
Me and my friend Shiree,
that was
my high school, you know what I'm saying, homie and stuff like that. We tried out for football too, and I didn't last a week. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't, you know, with that Georgia heat and all that football gear and stuff, it just didn't do. But in that position, you know, I played wide receiver.
Oh yeah, that boy was out there in the field getting busy catching interceptions.
Wide receiver.
You know what the crazy thing is? You said you were 6'2", right?
Yeah.
I am 5'10", ladies and gentlemen. And here's the thing.
He's like, hit the DMs. 6 foot on Tinder.
Not even that.
6 foot on Tinder.
I'm speaking of like athletic terms, ladies and gentlemen. If I was 6'2", I would be dunking in high school.
I was definitely dunking in high school.
I know you was. Like, if I was 6'2", bro, listen.
We was dunking in 8th grade, though.
Eighth grade, not for nothing,
in 8th grade, we played for two leagues.
We had AAU,
and then we had like our, you know what I'm saying, like our regular school league.
AAU was where real ballers was.
First, our AAU league, we won the championship. We took the 10. I got
summer league type shit.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they call you on the weekend. Like, yo, you trying to come play?
We
got this, you know, tournament or whatever. So I used to play for AAU, and then both, you know what I'm saying, we was kind of like high ranking, you know what I'm saying, in that. And, you know, we was the people to beat, you know what I'm saying, St. Margaret, you know what I'm saying, Catholic school, you know what I'm saying, we was teed in that.
All right, so let's get to more faster questions.
All right, let's get to it, man.
So we're going to need a little faster answers.
All right, let's go.
Let's dive deep.
This one is a little deep, though, so I understand, like, if you need some time.
Okay.
If you could use your music to convey one message to the world, what would it be, and why is that message important to you?
Okay, what would it be?
Deep, y'all.
Okay, so it would literally be just be yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Create unapologetically, you know what I'm saying? And stay true to yourself. And I really wanted the messages to just, you know, No matter where you come from, no matter what you're doing and whatever, you know, avenue that you're in, just go hard at it. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Keep pushing forward. Keep going until you already there. No matter who the fuck hating on you. Facts. No matter who don't want you to win.
Fuck them.
No matter who. None of that shit. Literally none just that, don't y'all. Focus. Don't focus on that shit and just win, bro. Like, you gonna always win when you pick yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's my message to do my music. Just tee up. Turn up, have fun, enjoy life.
You ain't lying, man.
Be yourself, enjoy life.
Be yourself, enjoy life.
It only lasts for so long.
Hustle, man, hustle. Mm-hmm. If you want it, go get it. It's obtainable. Like, if you put your mind to something, you can literally get that shit did, no matter what it is. That's how the president, they believed in themselves. That's how, you know what I'm saying, astronauts are astronauts. That's how people
walking on the moon and shit.
Literally. Like, literally.
Did they, though?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Did they?
Oh, that's a conspiracy. Oh, wait, hold up. Speaking of that.
No, go ahead. That's why I love this girl. No, she beat me
you
to
can
it.
Do it. You can do it.
No. Okay. I'm not taking your momentum.
What's a conspiracy theory that you believe in?
Talk to us.
I really believe that there's aliens. I'm facts. Sorry.
That's a fact, though. Same. That's a fact now.
That's a fact?
Yeah. The what is it? They like released like papers that it's like actually real and stuff. What is it? Who did it? I forget.
The government.
Wow. The government, like, CIA was something.
Wow.
The official CIA.
I have seen a little of conspiracy theory.
You want to know what's so crazy?
What?
What if aliens cool as hell?
What if we're aliens right
what
now?
If we're the aliens.
I feel like what if we are the aliens?
Because there was dinosaurs on this fucking planet.
I really do. Yeah. We just might.
But we came from something, though.
Yeah, we came from somewhere.
Homo sapiens.
You know,
for sure. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I feel like the aliens can count. What's the most unusual talent or skill that you possess that most people don't know about?
Tell us. Don't know about?
Don't know about.
I can juggle.
You can juggle?
I can juggle, but only two.
Only two?
And I can do it one hand.
And that's lit, because I can't even do that. I can do the two hands.
You know what I'm saying? I can juggle a little bit.
How'd you get to that, like, expert level to juggle that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
It takes a lot to do that.
Maybe basketball.
It really do. I don't know. I just, as a kid, I just was just, you know, juggling. We used to have like little people. You know how in certain classes you have people come in and they like try to teach you how to juggle and stuff like that. I kind of like
what?
Yeah. We had like a
clown
person that came
like
in, like
he dressed up in a clown every
no
day.
He wasn't even like a no he's not like a teacher it wasn't like an actual teacher
is he in a real clown school? Suit
yeah no he wasn't in a clown suit
okay
but it was just like a magic dude. You know how you have like special guests
in elementary school
okay.
so he kind of the reptile fan.
Yeah.
But we had, so you don't really understand what's going on. Yeah.
So he was
they
like
used to get us.
Yeah, he was literally
they used to fool us. That is not
he was
not
like somebody that just came in to like show you magic tricks, and I kind of got like interested in it then. So I was just like, yo, I want to learn how to juggle. So I kind of like start like juggling a little bit, but only with one. I can't juggle with three. I think it's just too
just
much.
Just one, you're like.
Yeah, one, I'm just doing it like quick. And then I change to like one hand, like a tennis ball or something. And that's, you know, like a little talent.
The one hand transition, crazy.
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 Never heard of that. Y'all heard it live though, right here.
You feel me?
Part of Supreme Soul.
Juggle a little bit.
Podcast.
No,
okay. If you could switch like bodies or lives with a celebrity for like a day, who would it be?
Switch bodies or life?
Just switch like lives, I guess. Because if you switch bodies, you're still the same person.
Freaky Friday shit, my guy. Like, so you switch the whole body for one day. That's the deal.
Switch lives.
You wake up and you're that person that you say you want to switch lives with. Who is it going to be? The world wants to know.
I don't know why it's in my head. Just Bill Gates came to mind.
What?
Bill Gates, man.
I would literally.
Okay, you could do anything.
Yeah, literally.
Bill Gates had that bread.
You go to the moon.
For real. He owned a whole lot. Him or Elon Musk. like control something, control something crazy.
You gonna see the aliens.
Yeah, you can see like, you know, what these people really doing in their day to day, like how they wake up.
Oh shit, you like, would find out saying? Some crazy
you
stuff.
You probably find out some wildness that's going on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody might have two wives. You never know. Like,
you never know, but it's some crazy shit going on here. It's some crazy shit. It's a crazy time we living in. That's why it's like, it's a blessing to even be sitting here with y'all, the audience, the beautiful Rebecca, my boy in the building, the one and only.
You know the vibe.
Special guest himself. You said it, you know. It's just a blessing to be even. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to really just, you know, every day is a blessing.
Be here.
You know?
For sure.
All right, we got like two more fast questions. What was your favorite childhood TV show? And do you think it had any influence on like your personality and humor today?
One of my favorites was like the Tasman, like Looney Tunes.
Okay.
That's where kind of like my name came from. Tasman
Devil.
That and then of course we had like growing up it was just like, you know, we had this little gang in elementary school called the Looney Tunes.
Oh my god.
That's kind of like where my name came from and stuff like Damn. That. Like Tasmanian Devil and ooh.
Back then so, he was repping the set.
Yeah, repping. He said you
he was holding it down. Like,
bro, we were kids.
On the playground.
Bro.
He was holding Listen, it down, y'all.
We were kids, bro, but you know what I'm saying? Growing up in the city, bro, it's wild. So you know what I'm saying? It's that's literally where the name Tazzy H came from.
And oh, where Tazzy, that makes sense.
Where Tazzy, that's where that came from. But the H, I messed with Jimi Hendrix crazy.
Ooh,
and I
kind of
like, you know, incorporated my name with, you know, his name. And that's kind of where I got Tazzy H from. I kind of wanted that. My original, the original name of me was Tazzy Hitchman.
Tazzy Hitchman.
Tazzy Hitchman. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I kind of like cut that and was like, all right, nah.
Tazzy
H. That's not working.
We're going to keep it
just did Tazzy H. Just,
yeah.
Okay.
We strictly did a Tazzy H. And that kind of like influenced like a lot on that. And also just, you know, growing up, you know, having my father do music and him not know, so not be here with us like right now. I kind of like see that as a path that I took, like, you know what I'm saying? Like with music and actually pursuing it and stuff like that, because
shit
like,
running got, his blood.
Yeah
literally. Him and my uncle, which, you know, also had passed on and stuff like that. So I kind of like wanted to leave that, you know, pick up that legacy and kind of like keep
They're
that
living
going.
Through you, you know, and what your saying? Music,
yeah. Through, yeah, literally. And like, I'm going far with it.
This one's a little more deep.
Okay.
So if your childhood self could see you right now, what do you think would surprise them the most about your current life and accomplishments? And what would you tell them?
Literally, I feel like I would be surprised of how far that I came. You know what I'm saying? How mm-hmm. far that everything. Yeah, literally the progression, because I've, like I said, I used to have doubts like, yo, I don't think everybody would literally like mess with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mess with my energy or anything like that. So it kind of, you know, I would keep telling them like do the same thing. Like, you know, focus, like don't kind of like worry about it and just keep just going, you know, keep moving forward, because you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, a great advocate to, you know, other artists and give opportunities and stuff like that too. So that's just really, I'll tell them just to keep going.
So, man, the audience Sadly. Wants to know, what right. are the new things that you got coming out? Upcoming projects, upcoming work-ins and connections and dealings and promotions. Talk to us. What's going on with you?
So, we got, like, you know, I spilled a little tea, you know what I'm saying, earlier with the comic book and stuff like that. I'm trying to get that out this year, finally. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on a project right now called Just For Fun. I'm not too sure when that's going to be out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I am working on that project right now. And so next year is going to be like, you know, a kind of lit year for like releases and stuff like that. I really want to put out like a full body of music, because this year I only really like focused on singles and stuff like that. And,
which ain't nothing wrong with. That's the best
route. Ain't nothing
wrong
with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So I just really just want to just, you know, put out a full body of music next year and get some more visuals out, get some more, you know what I'm saying, stuff. Well, I know know, we was just talking, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
with
sir.
Some stuff that we're going to be working on soon. I don't want to give too much, you know what I'm saying?
But brainstorming.
You guys will definitely see, like, what we put together and stuff like that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know, opportunities come. I definitely keep you guys posted on Instagram and, you know, stuff like that. So
stay tuned.
Definitely stay tuned with me and stay tuned with, you know, the whole movement.
Facts.
To end it off, now we want to get even more relatable.
Okay.
Not below your, like, standards of relatable.
All right, let's go.
But relatable enough to where anybody can relate. Now let's dive deep. Now, what's, like, the most important advice you could give to somebody? Like, what's the most important thing that you could say that up to, like, where you got now in life? Most important thing you learned in life. Most important factor. Talk to us.
Most important thing that I have to learn with just growing.
In life, not even just the music business.
Yeah, no. Just with growing in general and just in life in general is, you know, everybody is, everybody's going to have their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to have their opinion on what, you know what I'm saying, they want you to do or what you should do or how they think things should go. You know what I'm saying? I just say, just stay true to you. You know what I'm saying? Literally stay true to what you believe in. And only you can stop you. You know what I'm saying? Literally,
you're your only biggest your competition. You're
literally your biggest competition.
Me versus me, y'all.
Literally your biggest competition, your biggest, you know,
critic.
Your biggest everything, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
supporter.
Everything starts within, like, your head and, like, your mindset and stuff like that. No matter what field you're in, no matter if you're trying to be, you know, whatever, a lawyer or anything, you know what I'm saying? Not even in just
doctor,
music.
Firefighter, astronaut, like you said earlier.
Everything, you know what I'm saying? It just takes just that motivation and faith within yourself and believing that you can do it. And you would definitely achieve it. You know what I'm saying? So that's literally just it, man. Just stay true to what you believe in. Stay true to what, you know what I'm saying, really works for you. And push hard. Go hard. If you're going to do something, go hard. Do your thing.
All the way.
Be yourself. Stay true. Go hard.
Stay true, man. Stay true to
100%
true to what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? That go my phone again.
yeah. Phone dropped again, y'all.
Well.
Yeah, I know what's going on, man. Back to Rebecca.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Man, you
appreciate it.
Y'all
thank
gotta
you,
make sure to go follow Tazzy, TAZZIEH.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Tazzy, yeah.
Don't forget
to
follow the Soul Session Podcast.
Notify
subscribe if you're on YouTube, like whatever platform you're on. Also, you can follow the Supreme Soul Films. We got T-Lo underscore.
We got Tilo the motherfucking Guapo.
Tilo Guapo, Rebecca. Yeah. We got.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your IG?
Donna
Allen.
Donna Allen.
And let me just say, I love you guys' setup. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
I love the energy of you guys' podcast.
We do
and
our
stuff
best.
Like that.
You know, this ain't just any interview, bro.
Yeah, literally.
You're manifesting here.
Yeah, literally.
Bro.
I love it. Like, I love the vibes. Like, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I wish y'all the best. Like, I wish y'all the best. I want y'all to be the hugest, and even in different statues and stuff like that. Invite me, I'ma come. I love you know, meeting people within that first stages of everything. You
facts.
Know what I'm saying? Even when, you know what I'm saying,
of evolution.
Yeah, literally. You know what I'm saying? The beginning stages and just, you know, really just, you know, putting that grind in, putting that foot forward. So I don't care if I'm on Hollywood, y'all see me in, you know what I'm saying, 1,000 movies and doing this with that person, I'm gonna definitely show up for y'all.
He always stay tapped in with this.
Always stay tapped
in,
you know what I'm saying? I do that and you know what I'm saying? I love it. I love this. I told y'all first time when I walked in, I love this. You feel me? Like, I love how y'all branding.
This girl, I know she makes rugs. She made this for
go
me.
Crazy.
Shout out that girl that makes rugs.
I'm going to tag her Instagram right here.
Yeah.
We're going to tag her and post.
Shout out Izzy.
Yo,
shout out Izzy.
Like,
and,
I love it.
Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, stay thirsty, my friends.
Stay thirsty.
Yeah.